Hello?
Hey, is Debbie or Jackie there?
Yes, we're here. Hello?
Hi, this is Beth. I have Bono here. Hang on for 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Bono.
Hello?
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 That's very deep. How are you?
Hello?
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 Can you hear
that? Hello?
Yes.
How?
I think we've said hello now.
How?
How are you?
Low. I'm low. How are you all?
We're fine.
We're fine. How are you?
How are you?
Excellent. Where are you?
Stoke-on-Trent, England.
In England?
In England, yeah. You're phoning the long distance tonight. It's a good job you're paying for it.
You are paying for it, aren't you?
Oh, I should hope so.
Good.
We can afford it, I hope, if we haven't squandered all our dough on this tour.
Well, yeah, that's what we're thinking.
We've bought lots of tickets. We've paid for the phone call.
Yeah, we've
Thank
paid for this.
God.
So we've got some questions we both want to ask, and also some that were sent in by our subscribers. So we'll drop some of those in, if you don't mind, from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah. How's the tour going now that you've done several shows?
We're good now.
You're good?
We're flying. We are actually, in the last 2 weeks we've kind of hit our stride.
Yeah, is it what you'd expected, what you'd hoped for?
Hold on a second, I'm just biting into a banana here.
Oh, right.
It's live.
We're drinking wine, so we're okay.
Are you?
Yeah, we are.
I can't drink wine anymore.
Oh, no.
I can only drink it on special occasions, like...
Well, this is a special occasion, so...
Oh, well, that's cool. But
that's for us.
But I can't drink it, like, the day before a concert, because else my head swells up to even larger than it already is.
Oh,
and
wow. I'm sure nobody would mind, anyway.
I'm allergic to some part of the salicylates.
Yes. That's a nice word.
You have to be sober to say that.
Definitely.
Found in some citrus fruits. But our touring citrus fruit is doing very well.
Oh, good.
We're really... the shows are better than I remember at this stage on Zoo TV. I mean, they're more... Adam and Larry are more on it. Ed is playing with a lot of fire. My voice maybe still... It seems to be like... It's just not quite as agile at the top registers, but on the lower registers and in the middle, I'm singing better than on the last tour. Maybe I've just become a man.
I think that's probably
puberty is finally here.
It's about time. Yeah, we noticed that your voice was a bit dodgy a couple of weeks ago when you were being interviewed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it sounds okay now.
I strained it in Las Vegas, opening in Las Vegas in the dryness of the desert.
Yeah.
But nil humidity is apparently a sucker punch for a singer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been paying the price for that for the last few weeks.
Right.
But it's starting to really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's good.
And, flying.
Yeah, great. How do you plan the set list for the tour? Does it get more difficult each time, or how do you decide which ones to put in and leave out, or...?
I think the thing is, the last tour was so kind of conceptual, and that it was a bit heady.
Yeah.
We wanted this one to be much more emotional, so we went for songs that had a more openness and a joy to them.
Yeah.
I mean, as joyful as we get.
Well, you don't sound too serious this tour, anyway.
No, I think we've actually really... I think that's what we wanted, was... We knew that the lyrics and the songs have a lot of, just pain and kind of sort of complexity. Mm. And so we wanted the show to work by contrast, by creating a fun and funky kind of a location for us to play.
Yeah.
And then the screen just works... As a gallery wall, but more importantly, as a way of being, you know, of not being an ant for the people in the second half of the stadium. This is the first stadium show ever, probably, where people can see the four members of the group as, you know, in a better scale.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in fact, there's a whole culture growing up around the back of our gigs. People are going up to the back of the stadium.
Just so they can see the effects.
How he'd be included.
Yeah.
Because it's the best, it's one of the best spots, and that's because of the screen and the whole thing.
Yeah. Have you adapted any of the new songs from the album? Because when you did Zoo Station, you put a chant at the start of that and different things like that. Have you altered any of the songs from Pop?
Yeah. Yeah, they're all pretty different now.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. Yeah. What was that chant actually at the start of Zoo Station?
Can you remember that far back?
I think it was some Shanos singing some Gaelic melody.
Mm. Yes.
Like Discotheque is really stripped down. It's like a punk band playing a disco tune. It's really cool.
Yeah.
At the moment, If God Would Send His Angels, it's just like this little broken ballad, just kind of floats out. What else is Gone? It's really come through. And Please is the song of the tour.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Please.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favourite off the album.
Yeah.
Laura Mackey from Scotland has asked, when you did Until the End of the World, the video that you had behind had got lots of dates and numbers flashing on it. What actually were they?
They were all just facts and figures relating to like days to go to the, you know, like from a millenarist point of view, or they were just a load of data from some paranoid website, I think. Just, you know, the way this, you get people, paranoid people get freaked out to collect numbers,
yeah,
weights and heights and, and things like that. If I were her, I wouldn't try to
analyze it too much.
Because you know, some of them would have been you know, from some very strange minds.
Yeah.
Do you think that Pop Mart will differ at all by the time it gets to Europe? Because you adapted the show slightly last time.
Yeah, it's changing all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll be working on it tonight.
Yeah.
Here and over the next few days, preparing for Europe, there's new stuff going to happen.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is Mofo still your favourite track off Pop?
I've got on to, I think Please is the one at the moment. Mm. But at the start of the tour, we weren't playing Mofo very well, for whatever reasons. Now it's really happening.
Mm.
So I'm back on it again. I kind of went off it there for a while.
And that's the opener, is it? That's still the opener?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You've said that's your most personal song. Does that still stand?
I think if I said lyric, maybe that would be...
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it clearer.
Yeah. Was that intentional? Did you sort of go into it with that intention, or did it just happen?
No, I started playing with this cliche, motherfucker.
Mm.
And I started asking questions about, you know, the way people use... I mean, I've got a fairly salty tongue on me. And
we hadn't noticed.
You know, and Irish people curse and swear a lot. And a part of me, as a sort of... that loves language, actually quite likes sound of some, you know, words that are not... in our schools and churches.
It can be used to
But there's a part of me that also finds them lazy, so I've been asking questions about them, you know.
Yeah.
I love, you know, I love to just look under the stone a little bit of a word, so motherfucker, I was thinking, what is that? What's that all about? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
And And every, you know, oh, particularly in the hip-hop world, it's everyone's motherfucker this, motherfucker that,
exactly.
motherfucker. And I just thought, well, what's this about? What's going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot to do with, it's a lot to do with the fact that in that culture, a lot of men, there's a lot of women who bring up the family.
Yeah.
And you get this relationship between the sons and the mother.
Yeah, it's a very close relationship.
Which is, pardon?
It's a very close relationship.
Very close relationship.
Yeah.
And there's also an edge of rejection, an edge of kind of extra macho on the part of sometimes men in that situation, or young boys in that situation.
Yeah.
And I started to just try to just unearth what was behind that cliche, to try and give it some meaning, and find some meaning in it, and I think that's that's what the song was about. But also, it's just if you want rock and roll, here's our version of rock and roll kind of attitude about it. You know.
Have the support acts for the European dates been decided on? Have the support acts for the European dates been decided on now?
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They haven't been settled yet, but they are being decided. Hold on, somebody at the door.